This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Come on, man!
Intercepted, big man! Oh, and the ball is out! Intercepted, Dante Jackson has it!
Live from the Rich Eisen Studios in New York City.
High, intercepted! Cam Hart has it! Intercepted, game over!
Earlier on the show, ESPN NFL analyst Jeff Saturday. Coming up, actor Tony Goldwyn. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and we come on the air saying things I never thought I would say into a microphone, which is the following. We're on Disney Plus and the ESPN
yes,
app.
Yes, sir.
On yeah. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're live from the ESPN Disney Lower Manhattan Studios. Yeah. Okay. We're in New York City.
Yes. Hey.
This is wild.
And then here's this one. Philip Rivers has been signed by the Indianapolis Colts in 2025.
Oh, my God.
Now, he has been signed to the practice squad, which means he's not playing against the Seattle Seahawks this weekend, people. But he is back in the NFL for the first time in 5 years.
Whew.
This is why he is eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Canton class of 2026. He still is if he stays on the practice squad. And what this also does is lend, as my our friend Ian Rappaport in his latest post over the commercial break, as this story is just broken, is pointing out he was Philip Rivers instrumental. And I think we talked about it when the young man, if you will, joined us on a Zoom during the college football playoff run last year. Riley Leonard is protege of Philip Rivers.
Right.
Philip Rivers is somebody who's been in this kid's ear and certainly in this kid's life. And if Riley Leonard's going to be the one to go into Seattle for this 8-5 Colts team that has a shot at the division, as the shot at the playoffs that we all thought they have no shot with because Daniel Jones is done for the year. I mean, Philip Rivers being on the sideline with an earbud or, you know, whatever practice squad players are allowed to do might be helpful. And also, if anybody knows Shane Steichen's offense, it would be a guy that was with Shane and vice versa when they were San Diego Chargers together. Or it might have been the L.A. Chargers back 2017. Were they the L.A. Chargers yet? They were.
Yes. Yeah.
They moved. Okay. Well, at any rate,
17.
Philip Rivers. It's an easy call for the Colts to make. Hey, you remember? You haven't changed your number from the last time we spoke to you when you finished your career with us. Hey, you want to get in Shane's playbook again? You want to talk to Riley Leonard? You want to maybe get yourself in football shape, maybe throw to the guys during a certain portion of the week? I mean, do we see him under center for the Colts? Does he actually have the ability to come off the couch, come out of his home in Alabama, and play football in December? And you'd look at their schedule, too. I mean, these are games that they are already going to have their hands full with. And you look at some of the ways that some teams are finishing up their final four games. The Colts' final four is at Seattle, home for San Francisco, home for Jacksonville, which just beat them up, and then at Houston, which is beating everybody up right now. They're equal opportunity quarterback abusers right now. And that gauntlet in December, again, home dates are one thing. The good news is they're all indoors or in California. I mean, no, they're not. I mean, they're not. They're all indoors. They've got two home games and they're out Houston. He's not playing in Seattle this weekend. That's just not happening. And so Riley Leonard hopefully is going to be healthy enough and get out there and do his best in a game that the Colts have to have.
I would be stunned if Phil does not play this year.
If he doesn't play this year.
They're signing him to the practice squad for a reason. That means they do have concerns about Riley Leonard's health. The knee is kind of banged up, right? Brett Rippon on the practice squad. Does he get elevated? Tyler Warren is the emergency backup quarterback. I think Phillip is a stable hand in case they need him, and I'd be shocked if they don't.
Well, I mean, he better be ready. Oof. I mean,
Phil hasn't just let himself go. I mean, he's been coaching high school football. I imagine he's in the mix in these practices.
Again, as we talked about with Jeff Saturday in the first hour of the show, neck up, he's ready to go. Neck up. It's not like he can step out there and in live action be able to dissect the defense and figure out what's what. You know, quick twitch muscles that haven't been used in a while. The ability to, maintain throughout a 3.5 hour game. I mean, running around trying to protect himself by getting rid of the ball obviously is one thing. Jonathan Taylor would be another way to protect yourself, is to get him going. But I mean, this is a tall order and just a sign of two things. One, desperation. This is a desperate move. For a team that flipped all their first round picks in the next two drafts for Sauce Gardner to try and bolster a run that at the time in early November looked like playoff bound. 8-1 teams usually make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
8-2 teams make the playoffs. Now they're 8-5, and Sauce didn't even play last week, and they're out of their draft choices to try and maybe choose a quarterback in the next couple drafts if Anthony Richardson ain't it. I mean, can he come back from the orbital bone? Is he just done for the year on an injured reserve? Can he come back from it?
There hasn't even been an update on Anthony Richardson.
Well, them signing Phillip Rivers to their practice squad is an indication that Richardson's not around the corner.
He's not in their plans.
Or they figure a 44-year-old coming off of the couch in Alabama or whatever he's doing in Alabama. Yeah. This is nuts.
It's wild.
And the other thing, too, is it shows once again, if I am an owner in the National Football League, I wouldn't be here. But other than that,
that's true. You wouldn't.
No, you know what? I'd be here because I love you guys. I love doing this.
We could be in the front office.
I love doing it.
We'd have an extra 2 hours, 3 hours.
We wouldn't have flown commercial last night. No, let's put it that way. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you were way up front anyway.
I know what you're talking.
I wouldn't have been reclining into TJ.
I would talking about.
You guys. Well, you were up there getting warm nuts and hot chocolate.
Oh, I know. I saw as soon as drink service started, I saw the wine getting cracked, and I knew what row that was.
Yeah, we knew what was going on up there. Well, this guy was sitting in my lap.
If I was an owner in the National Football League,
really?
Did you matter with you people?
Did he retire? Did you?
I would say the following. I would 100% go in front of all of my fellow members and say we all have to figure out a way to develop quarterbacks in this league. There, but for the grace of the football gods, go any of us, where we are now in December. Fresh out of quarterbacks, calling 44-year-olds saying, what do you say? If Brett Rippon was up and ready, I mean, last 2 weeks ago, think about this. The last visiting quarterback in Seattle had the longest day of his life and created the longest day of his life for everybody else the Minnesota Vikings organization or anybody with a helmet and pads. And it's not a one-man game, I understand, but it's a quarterback-driven league.
Pretty dreadful.
Okay. Max Brosmer had one of the longest days of his life. Yeah. Riley Leonard is the next quarterback slated to go into Seattle as an opposing quarterback.
On maybe a bum wheel?
And if it's not him, because Phillip Rivers is not coming off the practice squad to take on the Seattle Seahawks this week.
No way.
It would be Brett Rippon.
Yeah.
And if it's not Brett Rippon, it would be Tyler Warren. I'm not kidding. And if this is the situation for an 8-5 team in the National Football League, and we are just fresh out of quarterbacks, you can't even sit here and say there's 64 quarterbacks that can play appropriately.
There's barely
for a
30.
Team that needs them.
Yeah. Yep.
It's those days of the backup quarterback coming off of the bench and being able to. Was it this way when we were kids? I don't know.
No, quarterbacks play the whole year.
It doesn't feel like it. I get what the more quarterbacks have gotten mobile in our in recent times has resulted in more injuries.
Bumped around the league after a while. Like, where's Josh Johnson where you need him?
Right.
I'm just saying that why are we – where's the developmental league? Where are these leagues? The Europe leagues were so crucial. Ask Kurt Warner, who's going to be on our show later this week.
Well, I've been saying it. They should make all quarterbacks drafted play in the UFL.
UFL. Trying to say that. It's right
but
there.
But these teams don't want to invest that because what if they get hurt there? Then you're wasting high draft capital on a guy that just got hurt. But now you're costing yourself games in the games that count by putting these guys who are unprepared and unready into these situations.
But Kurt Warner was undrafted. Kurt Warner was undrafted. So there's got to be some undrafted quarterbacks that you could put into these systems.
Do you think Shedeur Sanders would have benefited from playing in the UFL this year?
100%.
He might have been ready to start week one instead of Joe Flacco, 100%. Who was in his 40s.
Yeah.
And obviously we saw did not perform well.
I would have to think so.
Yeah. But when would he have time to have played?
After he gets drafted, boom, you're playing in the league. Have the UFL start in April.
Something you could
after
throw.
The draft.
Yep. The remarkable amounts of capital at
it's right
to
there.
Come up with a way that you are not in this position. And another way that, you know, hopefully you strike lightning like the Niners did with Brock Purdy. Like lightning strikes sometimes, but that's so rare.
NBA has a summer league. Yeah. How many guys come out of the summer league now more prepared for the NBA season? There's nothing like that in the NFL.
Correct.
Major League Baseball has a full minor league baseball system.
Like the UFL.
If there could be a way where you get 64 guys able to do this thing, and then you expand it to, you get 90-something? I mean, that's a tall order.
Oh, that's a lot.
I mean,
team has 3-4 quarterbacks on the roster.
I mean, this is part and parcel of what
that's
is
that's 100
wrong.
Guys.
That you're now again, we're in a seat of Disney in Lower Manhattan. This is a Disney movie.
Yeah.
You know, leave the 10 kids at home.
Yep.
Kiss the wife. I'm going to Indianapolis for a few weeks. And by the way,
And that movie ends with confetti.
I'll be honest. You know, let's be honest as well. This is a commitment. This is not we're having our fun with it.
Yeah.
But if you wouldn't mind putting up that schedule one more time here for the Indianapolis Colts, he is leaving his fam Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is going to be away from the family during the holidays and New Year. Like, this is a commitment to sit down at the kitchen table, assuming, and having this conversation. He's not just doing this to just throw something at the wall, one would think. Like, they had to have a conversation of what does it mean to be on the practice squad, and then what would it mean for him to get out there? I mean, I'm sure there are many executives within the sound of my voice, potentially even around the scenery here of what is normally the get upset, that will be hitting their knees and praying to the football gods that the Monday night football game Colts at San Francisco would be Philip Rivers starting against the 49ers.
I mean, that's very fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, their season on the line against Jacksonville and Houston, Philip Rivers going against those teams. Because one would think it's not this week, and if he's going to be leaving the fam for Christmas and New Year's.
Maybe longer.
Dad's gone. Yeah. Or maybe longer. Yeah. Like, you're not just doing it to have an earbud in your ear, I would think.
No.
All right, so Brett Rypien started one game last year, week 9, for the Rams against the Packers. They lost 20-3. He was 13-for-28 for 130 yards and interception.
I mean, again, the Jets were down a quarterback 3 this weekend. That was a wrap. I mean, you get down a quarterback 3, it's a wrap for most people. And all I'm saying is let's come up with a system where maybe it's not a wrap. Maybe you find more Purdy's. And the thing is, interestingly enough, Purdy didn't have a developmental league, unless you want to call sticking at Iowa State for 60 starts is a developmental league.
That's the other issue, Rich, is a lot of these teams, like look at Anthony Richardson. How many career starts did he have at Florida?
Hardly any.
A dozen? That's right. The thing. These guys aren't getting the rep. That was a knock on Trey Lance, right? Didn't play a lot of football.
Right.
And they come into the league just unprepared.
Phillip Rivers.
I think the thing about Rivers, guys, is his game wasn't predicated by his athleticism, right?
Definitely
so
not.
It's not like you're going to look and be like, oh, he's lost a step there. It was all about what was up here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he took care of himself. He doesn't seem like a guy who went and hit the bottle and just ate a lot. He was still active. I was talking to a guy in Venice the other day, and we were talking about age of athletes. And I said, I think what Tom Brady did is going to be a little bit more normal going forward as human beings evolve, as training evolves. Maybe we're going to see this guy come out and do his thing, and we're all going to be surprised.
Venice, California?
Definitely went higher.
Venice, California. Oh, okay, not Venice, Italy. No, Venice, California.
Talking to a guy in Venice the other day. I mean, what a
shout out to a guy Jay I met too. I told him I'd give him a shout out.
Jay in Venice.
Jay in Venice. He's a big fan. He loves the show. Loves all of us. So I told him I'd give him a shout out.
Very good. So that's the latest with Phillip Rivers. We'll come back.
It's
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. We haven't even talked about Phillip's old franchise, the Chargers being 9-4.
Yeah.
After that Monday night win, there's some baseball news as well. Hey, Phillies fans.
I just can't be happy with
anything. It's been a rough day for a Mets fan to see what the two headlines in Major League Baseball.
I almost passed out when I found out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH. This is the number to dial. We can still take your phone calls as we sit here in New York City.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by McAfee.
Yes! Playoff tickets!
Just need to click here and... Wait, what? Fake site? Good thing McAfee threw the red flag. That would have been $400 gone.
McAfee blocks risky sites so you don't pay for seats and other things that don't exist. Plans start at just $39.99 for your first year. That's cheaper than parking on game day. Learn more at McAfee.com/online protection.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration and use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
Back here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Everybody having fun here.
I tried to get them to go because I didn't want to hear it. And then when she opened, I was like, "Please, God, please don't let it be the sandwich."
I'm flying out here. It's all good.
And it was the sandwich.
We watched the Monday night game on the flight, man. That was fun.
Kind of was. Good. That was well, fun. Can I interrupt before we watch the game? We're in our chairs and we're watching ourselves.
Oh, the show! The first hour re-air was on ESPN.
Oh, yes. How great is that? That was really, really
dope.
That was
funny.
It was.
Were you sitting there watching yourself like you didn't want to?
Oh, I was not only watching myself. I recorded myself watching myself.
I mean, who did you send that to?
Everybody. It's on my Instagram.
I love you, TJ.
Check it out at TJ Jefferson.
I have no problem with that. Why self promotion at its best?
So you said you're like, I'm going to watch. I'm going to kick back.
No,
I'm going to watch myself. I'm going to order a bistro box. I'm going to kick back.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this stuff that I got from Capriotti's, which was delicious.
By the security screen. Well,
okay.
Yeah, I watch Die Hard on the plane because it's Christmas time,
dude.
Oh God,
you watch Die Hard on the plane?
Yeah, always.
Okay.
When did you have time to watch a Die Hard between and then watching the football?
Yeah, did you watch us?
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, extra time.
That's not embarrassing to you? Like if you're sitting here watching yourself and somebody like, wait a minute, what are you?
I did not watch myself.
No. I admit, I did watch this new Paul Walter Hauser movie with Eric Dane in it.
Okay.
Sidney Sweeney's in it.
All right. Shout it out. We've got Tony Goldwyn making his way here. He's in One Battle After Another, which is one of the best movies of the year.
Talking about the Eagles season.
And
good job,
look
Brock.
At you.
That's a great job.
Look at you. It's not about the Eagles season.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No. he's Law and
Ohio
Order.
State?
Law and Order. State. Law and Order, which is on right now somewhere in Latvia.
It's like a Beatles song.
What must his residual checks be from
that? Oh, God.
It's not 38 cents.
If I'm getting 38 cents from CSI Miami.
I'm taking the over every time on that. We've got to figure out what risk is.
So does he when he comes here and when he runs into Whoopi Goldberg, do they have like a ghost reunion?
That's right.
Because she's just down the hall.
Yeah.
She is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the views.
I saw her walking in this morning.
I was coming up. I'm like, good morning, America. Yeah. Here, all this.
I said hello. She walked right past me.
Who said hello?
Whoopi.
Okay.
No. I did. I said hi. I waved. I don't know if you acknowledged me. I said hi.
Great story. What?
What?
You just
what? What did I do?
It's. But this is why I love.
Rich. Here's what America don't know.
Susie's mad.
Rich will. He's a needler, right?
Needler.
He will just.
Needler.
He'll need. And he does it. And he's smart, right?
Again.
So it's like a lot of subconscious stuff. A lot of But
again, as the judge, if I had a judge, insufferable.
Hold on.
He is insufferable with me.
Excuse me.
See, now he just said
hold
it.
On a
there goes.
Excuse
I'm dead. I just brought it back.
I'm supposed to sit here and hear Mike Del Tufo says hi to Whoopi Goldberg.
So you're with
Rich? I'm supposed to say nothing to that.
You don't have to
I'm
say.
I'm not supposed to follow up. I'm not supposed to say, like, what did she say?
You were just like okay.
TJ. TJ's with
me. Chris.
Thank you, TJ.
Please. Well, here's the thing. I don't believe that you saw her or said hello.
Wow.
So,
right here in the corner where they make
your
turn.
You're just trying to add on to the conversation, which I get and I love about you, but that I guarantee you that did not happen.
I waved. Say hello to Whoopi. She might not have acknowledged. So I embellished a little bit.
See what I mean?
This is why I love you guys.
That's why we love you.
My gosh.
I told you. It didn't happen.
Remember, when I tell a story, about 90% could possibly be true. That 10% that's not true.
But you said 90% could possibly be true.
Possible.
That means it's qualified.
70% qualified. 70% true.
But the embellishment of the 10% is what makes me sound like I'm lying. My mother used to say it, rest in peace, all the time. All right, I'll leave.
I just thought it was like when you start to speak, we knew you were lying.
No, that's right.
No, stop. I love you guys.
I thought of saying hello to George Stephanopoulos, but I didn't see him.
Oh, I did see him yesterday, and Liz is proof.
See?
Thank you. He was walking out on the street.
Yeah.
And I did say hello,
okay.
And he actually did acknowledge me. I said, hi, George.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did he really?
Acknowledge you? Are you Roman Reigns?
I went, hi,
right
George.
Now?
And Liz can attest.
You. Okay.
Liz was there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Good to know.
It's okay.
It's
see, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
How am I supposed to wrap it up?
You can't.
It's
you
a Tuesday, so it's time for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, everybody. Ooh. The Overreaction Monday podcast in full is sitting on the YouTube channel of The Rich Eisen Show, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, or wherever you get your podcasts. Christopher, the floor is yours here on it.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Everybody good?
What's up, Chris?
Good. Some of us got stopped at security because they had a sandwich. Other people said they said hello to Whoopi, but really never did. I mean, what else you want
here? Some people actually saw George Stephanopoulos and said hello yesterday morning.
Good. And I thought about it, but I didn't see him.
It is cold here.
Yeah.
Just
no, it's not.
Just
that's not an overreaction.
News.
It's a proper reaction.
It is
nice.
Crazy. Okay, here we go.
It's nice.
Did you guys watch the football game last night?
I saw it.
You're telling everybody in Philadelphia to relax. What is wrong?
I am. What's the problem?
If the Eagles don't win a playoff game, Nick Sirianni is out as head coach.
Wow. No way.
That's not.
You're out of here.
This will be the second major collapse in three seasons. I don't care if they won a Super Bowl and almost won another one. What is going on? Get a grip. Right the ship. You're the Philadelphia Eagles. You're the defending champion. Don't blow it. He's out. if they don't want a playoff game.
That's not happening. It's absurd. I don't think that'll happen. I know I'm just downgraded by, like, that's never going to happen, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I know.
I'm suddenly going down
on the threat level colors to
say he's actually out.
Just let me put this in perspective of how the Eagles do business, okay? There's a statue of Doug Peterson outside the stadium.
Yeah,
he got fired.
I mean, that's a good one. I seen the statue.
Ackman's got a point.
There's no way this guy's safe.
Dude.
It is going to be a long offseason if this falls apart like 2023.
So, Rich, when you say it's not going to happen, the Eagles not winning a playoff game or him getting fired?
I think the Eagles might not win a playoff game. And if they don't, I don't think he'll be fired as head coach. You do, deep down?
If they lose three out of four, still manage to win the division, and then who's going to be the five seed?
So
and they absolutely get whacked in the first round? Yeah, he's out.
All right, let me ask you this question. A.J. Brown had 6 catches for 100 receiving yards and 13 targets. Saquon Barkley had 20 carries for 122 rushing yards.
That's pretty good.
Game they should have won last.
The Eagles pressured Herbert on 68.3% of his dropbacks this past week. Next Gen Stats says that's the highest pressure rate by a team all season long. They allowed fewer than 110 passing yards. The Eagles hadn't lost a game like that in 13 years. They sacked Justin Herbert 7 times. Their 3 takeaways also the most in a game this year. Why did they lose last night? Sirianni? Is that what it is? All said and done, it's Sirianni. They lost.
Something
got to lose.
Something has to change. The vibes.
I don't know why. The vibes are off. The positivity rabbit didn't work.
Didn't work.
Chargers made rabbit stew last night.
But if the Raiders beat them, then let's put a pin back in this one.
Okay.
I hope we get to pull the pin next week.
Well, I'm telling you one more time, this is not an overreaction.
Pull the pin.
If he is right, and this does happen,
yeah.
Or the Cowboys do win the division Eagles go 2-2 and the Cowboys win out.
God, if you're listening, help.
No.
What are we doing to Carl Anthony Towns?
A positivity rabbit gets sent to the New York Knickerbockers at Madison Square Garden by you. That has to happen.
And delivered.
100%. If these things happen, yes.
Thank you. What else you got?
And AFC West is shaping up to be a fantastic finish after the Chargers pulled out off last night.
That's right.
Week 18, Chargers at Broncos will be for the AFC West.
I don't know about that. It's still a tall order to go. The Chargers, man, and we'll talk about them a little bit later. I mean, they just have gumption. That's what Jim does. They toughen up. They bow up. They have his attitude. But at the end of the day, if the offensive linemen keep dropping and Justin Herbert keeps getting hit and he starts the game feeling good, handing off with his left hand, and then by the end of the game, he's got to hand off with his right hand and use his left elbow backwards to try and brace himself. I don't care how sturdy he is. And so I'm concerned about their ability to get within one game of Denver over the next couple of weeks. Denver does have some tough games, but while Denver does have Green Bay at home, the Chargers have got to go to Arrowhead and play a desperate locker room full of champions. So I'll just call this an overreaction. If I had to peg a week 18 game that is going to be for a title, it would have to be the NFC South, don't you think? Between Carolina and Tampa, because it's not going to be Lions. It's not going to be Lions and Bears. That might be for a playoff spot. Who's in? Who's out? I just don't know if that's going to be or Ravens Steelers. I'd have to peg that. What else you got over there?
Monster game in Foxborough this weekend, right? We can agree. Bills Patriots. Winner of Bills Patriots this week. Going to win the AFC.
The AFC and its
going
entirety.
To the Super Bowl. Winner of this game this week.
No, I mean, the Bills winning the AFC. I mean, where are you coming up with that one?
You don't think the Bills can go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, to win the I thought you'd say would win the AFC in terms of.
No, I'm talking about.
As the one
seed. I'm talking about going to the Super Bowl, the winner of this game.
Come on, man. Why would you say that? That's disrespectful to so many other teams.
Like who else is actually good in the AFC?
In the podcast version of this segment, you put the Texans in the AFC Championship game.
I don't remember that.
See, he throws out the light, so you can't really.
Oh, I mean, in Denver,
in the overreaction multiverse, Denver, Rich, these two are different.
Denver, you might have to go to Denver to make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Okay.
Oh. This guy's team gets good once, and he gets a little cocky.
Once.
It's good once.
I mean, in the last
5 years off.
And by the way,
there's a lot of banners up there, bro.
We ended our Monday show with Liam Cohen talking about the lack of respect for the Jacksonville Jaguars, that they'll never get it.
Yeah, look at this guy.
I mean, the Jaguars are going to be taking on the Jets this week. That's a 10-win team going into the final 3 weeks of the season.
Jets are frisky.
Really? On what planet were they frisky last week?
Didn't they just win like 3 of the last 5 games?
They just got their asses handed to them by the Miami Dolphins in the first quarter, I might add. And they started a third-string quarterback.
All right.
What else?
I can't get enough of Philip Rivers being back, guys.
No.
Yeah. Hey, Philip Rivers is going to right the cult ship and take them to the playoffs.
Okay.
Let's go.
Dude. This is...
We've seen crazier things this season. This is the craziest NFL season we've ever had.
Disney movie, dude.
Hey, Jay-Z said 40's a new 30, right?
I've heard.
So...
He's 44. So
he's now 34.
If Philip Rivers does this...
Quarterback years.
If Philip Rivers does this, they should automatically tell the Hall of Fame, you've got to not restart the clock on this guy. Let's not wait another 5 years. If he actually rights the Colts ship and takes them to the playoffs, you want to have him win a game? You want to have them win a playoff game? You want to add that to the mix?
If they play the AFC North, right now, they're going to win a playoff game.
If we're sprinkling Disney fairy tale dust all over the place here, you might as well just...
Colts, 5 seed, go into Pittsburgh, knock off Rodgers.
With Philip Rivers?
First playoff battle.
Philip Rivers?
First playoff battle of quarterbacks in their 40s? Would it be?
I don't know. Brady and Breeze played each other, didn't they?
In the playoffs, though?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if Breeze was 40 at that point in time. This is an overreaction. What else you got?
God dang it.
The Brock and Monica.
I'm hoping out because I want to see the Bradley Cooper.
It would be pretty sick. Hey, here's the deal, and I think it's time to be honest about this situation. Everything we've been saying about Mike Tomlin for the last few weeks, we should be saying about John Harbaugh.
Which is what? What are you saying?
Hot seat. It might be time to move on. Might be time to move on. Something needs to change in Baltimore. Why haven't they gotten over the hump? One AFC championship game appearance with Lamar Jackson, 2-time MVP, maybe should be probably 3-time. Why can't we get to the Super Bowl with these guys?
We don't give John Harbaugh credit for giving him the shot and redoing the playbook. And
yeah, that was 7 years ago.
Sticking with him when Lamar wanted a contract.
Lamar wanted to get paid,
and he wanted to get paid, and he said, "I'm going to get traded. I don't want to play here anymore." And he sends that tweet just as John Harbaugh is sitting down for a press conference.
That was a leverage play.
We don't count anything that John Harbaugh's done to get Lamar Jackson the space and have everything geared towards him. And honestly,
why aren't we going to the Super Bowl?
Have someone in your life love you as much as John Harbaugh seems to love Lamar.
Love can only take you so far, Rich Eisen.
Love will keep us together.
Yeah, love should have brought you home last night.
Yeah. I don't know what's with the whole fire this guy, fire that guy situation.
When a guy's been around for a long time and you're just kind of treading water, it's time for something different.
Got a point.
It seems to be working in New England when no one wanted to get rid of Bill, except for me.
I will just call this an overreaction and ask you to move on.
Yeah, wow. You're quick on the firing button.
Yeah, I am.
As the head of HR, that's disturbing.
All right, two more. College football. Loving what's going on in the Hoosier State, Rich Eisen.
Yes,
they're going to win the Natty. Mendoza's taking the Heisman, and he's going to be the number one pick in the draft.
That is not an overreaction.
Google me.
How's that an overreaction? Indiana looked superb. This kid has been making all the throws. He's been superb. And why wouldn't he go number one overall in the draft? If somebody needs a quarterback and they need a kid who's not going to wind up embarrassing you, except of him, you know, sounding corny and being himself in a post-game interview, like, that's, come on now, why not? Oh, I'm all in on the Cignetti train. You know, I've been since the beginning. I'm in there, and the Raiders currently hold the first pick. Why wouldn't, you don't think Tom's going to look at this kid and go, all right, and work out Mendoza and see what's under the hood here? Like, let's go.
Right now, Tankathon has the Titans with the first pick, and obviously...
I think it's the Raiders.
I think the Raiders have it now.
The Raiders.
Because I think, yeah.
I love it. Let's do it.
100%. And I think Indiana's winning it all, and I'd be here for that. That'd be three straight national champions from the Big Ten. You know, I'm a Big Ten guy. And only two of the three, though, won the conference in winning.
And only two wouldn't have an asterisk.
I don't know what that means.
Last one,
like
guys.
It looks like a star.
Last one.
You put it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Last one. Baseball news is kind of popping right now.
Okay.
Kyle Schwarber back to the Phillies. Sorry, TJ. Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers. Ooh. The Dodgers are going to set the Major League wins record in August next year.
What do you mean? They're going to win more games in August than anyone else has?
No, they're going to get to 118 in August.
Dude, they didn't have a terrific regular season this year by their standards.
Look at what their bullpen's going to be next year.
What is their bullpen?
Scary.
The bullpen is going to be, does Diaz close? Does Sasaki close?
I think Sasaki's going back to being a starter.
They don't even need him. Trinan, who's Tanner Scott?
Tanner Scott was a four-letter word. They wanted it.
Great. He doesn't have to close. He has to pitch the sixth or seventh inning now,
dude. Yeah. The last person who had his LA privileges revoked, like Tanner Scott's, was in Pulp Fiction. Are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
Here's the only thing: does Timmy Trumpet come west now? Is that a deal?
Is
he now going to do it at Dodger Stadium?
Not too soon.
Could you imagine an Ice Cube and Timmy Scott duet collab?
I mean, it would be dope. Can't front, but I'm hurt right now.
120 wins by August.
That's an overreaction, pal. At some point, the Dodgers will not win the World Series.
Yeah, in like 2035.
I don't know if we're going to be alive for that.
Yeah.
You think so?
I mean, at the rate they're going.
Oh, my word.
It's a wrap next year, right?
That's ridiculous.
My team's good.
Apparently,
Which team?
Which team?
My LA team.
You're the worst.
Just go say hi to Whoopi for me.
I love you, Rich.
Molly, you in danger, girl.
People are laughing.
Hey, what's going to come first? Your Lady Gaga selfie or your Whoopi selfie?
Will you get a selfie with Whoopi this
100% week? 100%.
I'd do that. Will you do that?
We're still waiting on the Gaga one.
Seriously.
I got screwed on that. I told you that story.
Pal,
Fox didn't give me a field pass
on
Sunday.
There's three more days. We are here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm assuming Whoopi will be on the
Who else do you want? You want anyone else?
No.
Okay. I'll have to come early.
I want a selfie
user
palooza.
You're focused.
I got somebody can hook me up.
Tufo selfie palooza. That's
got a lot of friends in the building now.
Hook anybody up.
Now?
We sent him here a day early. You know he knows everybody.
I know everybody.
Stitch or Lilo? Which one did you say?
I took the ride in his little car.
Little car.
Stitch's little
That's
car.
That's Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Tony Goldwyn is coming to the studio. You can take a selfie with him.
Yes.
Say I took a selfie with someone in the movie Ghost. At least. All right. Oh, no. We're live from New York, everybody.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Hyundai Hope on Wheels program I've been telling you about is still going on. For over 27 years, it's been going on. Every Hyundai sold has helped fund the life-saving pediatric cancer research that we obviously all so need. Together with over 850 dealers nationwide, they've raised over $277 million supporting over 25,000 kids in their fight against cancer. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. At Hyundai, Hope isn't optional. It comes standard. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Let's go in David in Minnesota. Let's David. Take that phone call. What's up, David?
Good afternoon, guys. Appreciate
you
having me
there, David.
I heard
you got
Rich
it, buddy.
Yesterday
what
about me? Pulling out his hair about what we need to do about the college football here. And be a little worried, but I'll try to be quick. So there's 136 teams in FBS. Divide that by four. You got 34 teams. You set it up like European soccer do with the regulation and promotion type stuff. And you run 12 games. Sorry, I'm a mailman. I'm like hauling. It's Christmas.
David, take your time, man.
All good, dude. He's working.
It's the same thing for us through rain, sleet, or dark of night.
One of those games will always be like the Auburn, Alabama, the Iron Jug, all that kind of stuff. To wrap it up here is at the end of the season, you go by win-loss records. You have 15 teams make the playoffs in each four division. Top three teams will get promotion, and the winner of whatever division, if you're not in the top division, will get the 1 year guaranteed, you know, back to regulation. So I feel like that if we can just do that and we can cut all this talk out with, you know, Miami and Notre Dame, I mean, every year it's always someone, you know, someone's crying, someone's this. And frankly, there's just too many teams, and the schedules are, you know, the strength of schedules are just so, so beyond different from program to program that I think that that's the route that you need to go. Sorry for the jumbled mess. Appreciate
David,
you asking your time.
No. David, a follow-up question. How long have you been a mailman? How long have you been in doing your job? Did I lose you? You there, David? There he goes. Oh, so I was going to ask him if he wanted to be the commissioner of this new thing. And also tell him, like, I mean, it stands to reason that a mailman would come up with this idea. You know why?
Why is that?
Because when you control the mail.
Right, you control information.
Information.
Good point.
And he's full of information, that guy.
Hello, David.
Yeah, we've been saying this for a little while. It seems like the European soccer relegation divisions, however you want them, is the route that this needs to go.
Exactly, because we don't need the decision as to who makes the playoffs or not be something that is subjective. It's not like American Idol. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like, you know, hey, I think that's an incredible performance. I didn't like that performance. I'm not turning my chair for you.
You don't
know what I mean?
Like,
that's not what this is. That's not what this is.
Yeah, that's the voice. We could turn.
Did you hear apparently the you could turn your chairs. You know, like, did you see the athletic director of Notre Dame, Pete Bavakwa?
He was everywhere. Yeah.
Longtime executive who I've known. He was with us in our Peacock days.
That's right.
And hey, Pete, I saw what you had to say about. He said that Notre Dame went on one of the strongest 10-game runs in college football history. Did I get that right?
He said something.
Let me make sure I got this correct. I should quote it properly. I should do the right thing here, because that's what everybody's talking about right now online. Is like, we had one of the most dominant 10-game runs in the history of college football. I mean, I'm sure there's some metrics to back that up, but I also, you know.
If you say so.
I like this coach, man. I like this coach a lot.
Well, he's going to get a lot of phone calls for NFL.
And I would call him up. If I'm an NFL owner, I'll be like, please, can I talk to him?
Yep.
And I would get on the phone and I would say to him, Marcus, listen.
How much you want?
You guys want to give
obviously,
all my coaches away.
Forget about that. Hey, listen, man, LSU took your coach the last time. That didn't really work. It worked out for Notre Dame in the long run, because this guy's really special.
He's amazing.
Well, I mean, to the point where I actually like him. And I honestly, I truly root
for Notre Dame. Yeah.
No, I rent Rudy hoping he pops a quad at the end.
He doesn't.
I mean,
that's
the sort of thing.
I've never seen you wear gold.
And he wants to hit me, right?
Carried off the field.
Rudy wants to physically fight. The real Rudy wants to
physically fight. Because I want to fight you now.
Here's what I would say. I would say, Marcus, listen, forget about the whole whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you know what, obviously we are here to help make you and your family feel at home.
Family.
Okay. We'll do whatever we, well, I mean, unless maybe then I'm I'm the owner of the Saints. Your family. Okay.
Family.
But I would eventually get around to this fact. Come to the place where football has already been professionalized for a century. Come to the spot where free agency starts at a certain time.
Yeah.
And come to the spot where the draft is the draft. There is a portal, as I mentioned, for free agency. And in terms of name, image, and likeness, that's on their own. We have nothing to do with that. Okay. Come to the spot where we'll, as a front office, help you with a front office of the league will help you with the schedule, because it's their job, not yours. That's it. Coach the team. Come here and coach the team. It's a full-time job, yes. There's less travel. I honestly, like, this is it. Like, you don't have to put your feet down anywhere but here for the rest of your days, as far as I'm concerned, because we're – you know, obviously I can't guarantee you more than just this amount of money in a contract, and Notre Dame can guarantee you, you know, we're going to love you for life. I know things are different in the NFL, but Marcus, why do you want to deal with this nonsense where you ball out, you have the most dominant 10-game stretch apparently in the history of college football, and it's still not good enough? Come to the National Football League and be the coach of my team. We'll set it up for you. We'll give you more money than Notre Dame's going to give you. And let's live happily ever after. And you know what the rules are. That's what I would tell him coming off of all of this.
You sounded like a less threatening Suge Knight at the Source Awards,
right? Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah. You want the executive producer? Yeah. All up in the videos.
We're a little all yeah, up, you were better.
All up on the records. Road. Come to the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am from Staten Island.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, like Method Man.
Well, the whole woo, not just Method.
Holler at your boy.
RZA the GZA.
As they were.
Who's taking him? Who's making offers for this guy?
Giants. Everybody. If I'm the Giants, I'm all over him. But I just need to have a conversation with him first.
See where you know what I mean?
Which I imagine you have to get permission for.
Probably.
Oh no! Wait a minute. You can just buy him out.
Hey.
I forgot about that.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.